nice to get a first look at kind of the whole arsenal there today.
It was nice. It's nice to get everybody here and excited about where we're at. Have a lot of work to do, but we're at a good point right now where we want to be in terms of moving forward and getting ourselves ready for training camp.
Odell came back in the shape you were expecting.
Odell looked great. Happy that he's here and excited about the possibilities moving forward.
How often did you keep in touch and maybe to tell him new things you were doing, or did that sort of delegate it to Adam or anybody?
Well, I think, you know, when the players are off, we have contact in terms of, hey, how you doing? Check to see how they are with their family and so forth. But in terms of any of the schematic input and so forth like that, we were focused on everything we were doing here and went along in that matter.
Rick, how would you describe the number of different options there are now? You drafted the tight end, obviously. You bring in Brandon Marshall. The running back four is a little bit different. Is it a dramatically – it feels like a bigger menu or playbook almost because of the talent you have now.
I think that's an accurate statement. I think that the personnel groupings are at a point right now where we can have more multiplicity. We were a high percentage of the zebra personnel, 11 personnel, the three wide receivers, one tight end, one back, as people want to call it. And with those additional tight ends, with having a couple fullbacks that we're taking a look at, just to have those different groupings, I think gives the defense more to prepare for. And in terms of trying to do things that will give us that balance that we want, run and pass, you have a few more options when you run out of those different personnel groups. And then some of the play-action passes, some of the shots that you can potentially take. But it is exciting. All the additions we have, really, really looking forward to training camp.
Coach, how do you think Adam Gettis and Chad Wheeler handle the gang reps with the first team offense today?
I think they stepped up nicely. Both guys, Coach Solari, Coach Wells, do a heck of a job with all of our offensive linemen. And, you know, from an assignment standpoint, they didn't miss a beat. There's always some technique things, and there's a reason why certain guys are playing with the first group, certain guys are playing with the second group, and so forth. But from a willingness, from an effort standpoint as well, they both did a good job.
What happened to Eric?
He was just sore today. So, you know, we just kind of take a look where everybody's at this time of year, wanted to just play things safe.
Do you have any update on DJ Fluker?
No updates.
Mike, Ben has talked about the completion percentage between Eli and Odell has to be better. In each of his 3 years now, it's gone down from the previous year. Is that unusual that they've been together longer, but their success rate together has been less? And how would you attack them in improving that?
Well, I think it goes back a little bit to Kim's question in terms of having some of those other weapons, if you will, that can dictate the coverage and can put him in a position to win those one-on-one battles, and we're going to mix things up, whether it's the high percentage throws, high percentage completions, the things that, you know, in his case, you certainly hope for it's a short catch and a long run, and then having some of those down the field shots. And so I think the two do have 3 years under their belt. You know, Eli would like a higher completion percentage. Odell would like to catch more balls. We would like that to happen. It's just a matter of, I think, just trying to find the types of schemes and the type of concepts where we can have that balance where you have those high percentage but then also taking some of the shots down the field.
How much do you think
Eric? Excuse me, say again?
How's Flowers look in the spring?
The first thing about Eric that jumps out is how much leaner he is. You know, both he and Bobby Hart are to be commended for the work that they put in throughout the winter before we even started the off-season program, the time that they spent preparing themselves physically. You can see that Eric looks leaner. There's initial quickness that is there that is impressive. Obviously, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that, you know, here we are in just our shorts and helmets. You're not going to get a true sense of where we're at from a pass protection standpoint, from a run blocking standpoint. But I think Eric particularly and Bobby as well, both you see the results of their work in getting them to this point.
Why for Flowers is leaner?
Well, I think a big part of that is the ability to have the initial quickness. You know, there are some great athletes that can be at that. And when we talk about leaner, we certainly don't want a guy walking around at a buck 80. Right? I mean, we know that he wants to have that size, and it's not all pass protection. There's certainly a run-blocking component that's important. But just being able to change direction, to redirect, to react to the defender's second move, those types of things, that type of quickness. And I say that, but he's also added some strength and some of those things which should help him. So, again, we're looking forward to seeing where he's at once we put the pads on.
Mike, has Evan Ingram shown you enough from when he walked in here to now
Well, I think it's always early, no matter who the player is, to come in and say just off of OTAs and off of a mini camp that they're ordained as the savior, as the best that ever played. I will say that we're very excited about what the young man brings to the table. He has an excellent attitude. He's very smart. He's tough. And I think the practices that you guys have seen, we all agree, he's very explosive. He's very fast. There's an added dimension from a pass game standpoint that we look forward to using in season.
How's he doing physically?
It's hard to analyze these guys in just their shorts and just helmets. But how do you think Davis Webb has responded to the NFL grind thus far?
Davis has done an excellent job in terms of his preparation. I mean, here's someone that was in a completely different offense in college, and he's come in, and all the reports that we had about him as far as being a grinder, being a gym rat, being someone that was a football junkie are true, because he puts the time in. And the thing that we've been pleased with in his development is that he's not making the same mistakes twice. I mean, there's a learning curve. They're all going to make mistakes, but he has continued to show incremental improvements, and he's adjusted well.
Though Odell accounted for 33.9% of the team's receiving yards, which is the highest percentage in the league. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance for a better offense if that number comes down a little bit?
You know, you could look at it in that respect, meaning that if the yards go away, they don't hopefully go away, they're going to somebody else.
Right.
The important thing is that we get those yards, we get the points. You know, we didn't score enough points last year. Everyone knows that. We didn't take care of the football where we need to take care of it. And so I think we want to use his talents, give him his opportunities, and also with some of the other tools that we have, some of the weapons, how can we kind of put those guys in positions via personnel grouping or formation or scheme to try to get somebody else. But to answer your question, you know, we want to have it's the absolute value is what we want. We're looking to make sure we get those yards and to maximize them. And you know, I'm not saying it'd be a good thing or a bad thing. We just want to make sure we get the yards, regardless of who's making them.
Is that hard to do? I mean, he's clearly your best offensive player and so reliable. Is it hard to even try to go away from him at all?
Well, I think you have to wait and see how it unfolds and how, you know, some of the questions you asked about Evan and, of course, Brandon and our running backs and the other individuals with their development, how well we, you know, pass protect and how well we're able to establish the run. You know, would be great problems to have, Ralph. Those would be great gray hairs to get to say, oh, geez, how can we get some of these balls because we're doing so well on offense. And I'm not trying to bust your chops with the question, but that would be a good question. It would be a good concern, a good worry about, oh, geez, let's see. Well, you know, Odell had this many catches, and, you know, now Brandon had this many catches. Oh, geez, now Evan's got to get this many, or whomever. I'm just throwing those names out, not to say anything's etched in stone, but be a good problem to have.
How realistic do you view it that their targets may be able to go down, but you could actually increase their production because you have those other weapons to maybe take the pressure off them?
Well, in certain cases, if you're able to establish a running game because coverage dictates, meaning that they're worried about our receivers or they're worried about our tight ends, so you get a cleaner box, you get less players in there. That enables us to have more of the balance that we're going to want as far as running the football, which takes some pressure off of the pass protection, which allows us to be more productive. Excuse me, I'm just stuttering all day today. It's hot up. Allows us to be more productive throwing, and then also set up those play action passes where we can get some big yards down the field. So it's kind of a all interactive, kind of everything affects each other, but it's something that can be done, and certainly we're working hard to do, to get accomplished.
Why wasn't Evan able to practice today?
Excuse me?
Why wasn't Evan able to practice?
He was sore. We're just trying to make sure at this point to be smart and, you know, make sure we're ready to roll for when we get to training camp.
What impression did Brandon Marshall make on you this spring?
What impression did he make? I was very impressed with him as a person, first and foremost. He was having played against him and known his body of work over the years. We know what a dynamic player he is, all the Pro Bowls, all of the stats. That speaks for itself. But to me, his team-first attitude, his desire to come in here and say, hey, you know, I've never been to a playoff game. I want to be a part of something. I'd love to get that Super Bowl ring. You know, his attitude has come in, and he's immersed himself. There's a lot of things schematically that are different for him, and he's put in an extra amount of time to try to get up to speed, if you will, and been just very impressed with his attitude, with his professionalism, and of course it was nice to see him catch that fly down here in the red zone. It was good to see as well.
Thank you.